God is good. All the time. Now we're going to do it in Mandarin, and Alice is going to lead you so you can respond in Mandarin.
神是美善的, 永永远远,
hey, you did pretty good. That sounded pretty good, didn't it?
您说得很好。
Do you really believe that?
你们真的相信吗?
Do you believe it when you pray and God doesn't answer your prayers? Do you still say God is good all the time?
当你们祷告的时候, 但神没有, 立刻答应你们的祷告, 你们还这样相信吗?
What about when your car breaks down? Do you still mean that?
当你的车坏了的时候, 你还是这样觉得吗?
What about when the children rebel? Do you still think God is good all the time?
当孩子有反叛的时候, 你是不是还是觉得神永永远远是美善的呢?
And when you get sick, do you still think God is good all the time?
你生病的时候, 你还是觉得神永永远远是美善的吗?
Actually, this question is one that's been asked for many, many years. Many people have struggled with this question.
就是很多人有很多年都有这个问题,不太理解,他们很挣扎。
In fact, one of Satan's favorite attacks on God is to say that God is not good.
那撒旦最容易攻击神的就是说, 让我们知道神不是美善的。
Well, there's no way that we can tackle that whole topic in one sermon, but I would like us to look at a couple of verses this morning that will deal with part of the question at least.
所以在今天的一篇讲道中, 我们很难来解决所有的问题, 但至少我们今天要讲的, 要, 解决其中的一部分。
And so if you turn in your Bibles to Romans 8, verses 28 and 29, we're going to look at a truth for tough times.
所以如果你们打开圣经, 翻到罗马书8章28到29节, 今天我们要讲的这个题目就是在逆境中,在艰难困苦中的真理。
As far as I'm concerned, these are some of the most misunderstood verses in the Bible.
那就我理解, 这是在圣经中, 很难的理解, 常常有误会的地方。
And the truth of the matter is, some of us say we believe it, but it's actually only with a head knowledge.
所以我们中有些人觉得我相信, 但实际上是只是我们脑袋相信。
Because our experience has not always proven that these things are true in our lives.
但实际上在我们的实际生活中, 我们的经历, 没有这样体现出来。
Some of us right today are having a hard time in our relationship with God because it's hard for us to believe these verses.
所以我们和神的关系, 常常有些问题, 我们很难的相信这个。
Some of us have trusted God and things didn't work out the way we thought they should, so we have a struggle.
所以我们有些人我们, 很坚信, 相信神, 但是呢, 在我们生活中, 没有这样的, 发生在我们的生命中, 所以我们就有一些疑惑。
And some of us this morning, if we're completely honest, are angry with God.
那可能也许今天早上我们有些人就对神都很生气。
No, I don't say those things judgmentally at all because I've experienced all those feelings myself.
所以我这样讲并不是我, 容易去, 去判断别人, 因为我自己本身也这样经历过。
And then I looked at these verses in a different way and it helped me a lot.
但是当我再来读这个经节的时候, 用, 用一个不同的方式来, 来读, 这样我从中得到了很多。
So before we begin, let's pray.
我们开始的时候, 我们先来祷告。
God, we're grateful today for your word that we can study together.
主啊, 我们真的是感谢你, 我们能够一起在这里来学习你的话语。
And the truth of these verses today is a very, very important one.
今天我们要学的经文对我们来讲是非常重要的。
I pray that you'd help us to be able to understand it through the power of the Holy Spirit.
请你真是帮助我们来理解你的话语, 来能够从你那里得到力量。
And if it's a different way than we've looked at them before, I pray you'd help us to be able to look at it differently and accept it.
如果你希望我们以不同的, 角度来考虑这些经文, 请你帮助我们。
And we pray that we would put aside anything that distracts, whether it's thoughts or phones or other things, and just listen to what you want us to hear today.
也请你帮助我们, 真的是排除其他干扰的任何的事情, 让我们来定睛, 仰望你, 来听你的话语。
We pray that Satan would be defeated in any of his purposes and only Jesus Christ to be glorified.
那我们相信, 撒旦会被击倒。那我们相信主耶稣的名会得到荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
If you want to look in the back of your bulletins, there's an outline for you to fill in to help you follow along.
我们看一下今天拿的那个简报的反面，有一个大纲，你们可以顺着跟着这个大纲来听这个讲道。
If you look at your Bibles at Romans 8:28, the first thing it says is, "And we know."
那我们看罗马书第八章二十八节，一开始他就是说的是我们晓得。
And so the first thing I put down here is we have a confident understanding, and that is, "And we know."
所以第一点我这里写的就是自信的理解，因为这个经上说的是我们晓得。
And for some of us, we might say we know the Bible says that.
那我们中有可能有人会说，我们知道圣经怎么说。
But Paul wasn't really saying that here. He was saying that he knew that this was really true because it had been proven true in his life.
那保罗实际上这里不是说经上说，他这样说是因为在他自己的这个生命中确实是这样，证明是真实的。
Now, when Paul says that we know this is true, but we need to ask the question, is it true for anybody and everybody?
所以当保罗说，我们晓得，但是，我们要问的问题是说，这个对于每个人来讲，是不是都是这样的呢？
And the answer is no, this verse is not for everybody.
答案是不，这个经文并不是适合每一个人。
So let's look at the last part of verse 28 and see that this is only for a special group of people.
那我们再看这个经节的后面后一段，他说的是它适合于一个特殊的群体。
The last part of the verse says, "Those who have been called according to His purpose."
那后面说的这一群人是按他旨意被招的人。
Now, I remember back when I was a kid, probably especially when I was around 7 or 8 years old, that we lived in a very small town.
那我记得我小的时候，六七岁的时候，我们家住在一个很小的镇上。
And my dad had this whistle that was really, really loud. I can't do it. The loudest I can do is...
那我爸爸有一个口哨，声音特别响，那我自己只能是做到这样。
But some of you can whistle so loud, my dad could whistle so loud, you can literally hear him a couple of blocks away.
那我爸爸的口哨特别响，所以你在一两个这个街区以外你都听得到。
And my dad was pretty strict, very strict in fact, very, very strict in fact.
我爸爸很严格，非常非常的严格。
And if I was playing with my friend Andy and I heard him do that, I knew it was not time to say, oh Andy, and, you know, maybe 5 minutes I should go home. It's like, Andy, I gotta go home. Right now.
所以当我听到我爸爸的口哨，其实我在跟我的小朋友 Andy 在玩的时候，那我不是会说 Andy， 我们还可以再玩两五分钟，我再回去，而是说 Andy， 我现在马上就要回去，因为我爸爸的口哨响了。
This is not in my notes, sorry, Alice, but I remember one time my dad actually had to come and get me, and he had literally pulled my ear like this all the way home.
所以有一次我爸爸就来把我的耳朵揪回家了。
So now you know why my ears are so big.
所以你现在知道为什么我的耳朵这么大。
Well, for some of us, when God calls, there's no mistaking. It's like my dad's whistle. Nobody whistled like him. And when God calls us, there's no mistake that God is calling us.
所以就像我爸爸那个口哨，当神呼召我们的时候，这一定是正确的。我们要对此有回应。
But for most of us, it's more of like an inner tugging of our hearts.
那对于我们大多数的人来讲，我们可能就是说有一点揪心的感觉。
And this is a call to believe that Jesus Christ is His Son, that He died on the cross for our sins, that He rose again.
那这是让我们相信，神派他的独生爱子耶稣基督来被钉死在十字架上，让我们要认罪悔改，跟随他。
It's a call to repent of our sins and ask Him for forgiveness.
那也是就是让我们能够认罪悔改，请求他的这个赦免我们的罪。
To repent and start following Him.
我们认罪悔改，然后要跟随他。
And so God calls people to faith in Jesus Christ.
所以神呼召我们，是让我们来坚信主耶稣基督。
Have you responded to that call? Have you said, yes, I believe in Jesus?
那你们有没有对这个呼召有回应呢？有没有说，是的， 我愿意接受你为我的救主。
It's really the first thing that needs to be done.
那这是我们一生中我们应该做的第一件事情。
And if you haven't done it, this would be a great day to put your faith in Christ.
如果你还没有这样做的话，今天就是一个很好的日子，你可以来接受主耶稣为你的救主。
If you haven't put your faith in Christ, then these verses really don't apply to you.
所以，如果你还没有接受主耶稣为你的救主，那实际上，圣经中的这些经文对你来讲，起的作用就不是太大。And
the second thing we see is it's for those who love God.
那第二点我们注意到的就是，他说的是爱神的人。So
what's this love like?
那这个爱是什么意思呢？
Is it kind of like, oh God, you're so wonderful, I'm so in love with you, it's so exciting to be with you?
那是不是像这样的很软的肉麻的声音说，神啊，我真的非常爱你。Well,
maybe some of us could use more of that kind of love, but when the tough times come, that's not going to pull you through.
那可能在我们有些人，在我们就是在逆境中，可能我们会不会还是会是这样。
Or maybe for some it's like, God, I love you, hallelujah, you're wonderful, you're precious, and I love you so much.
那有的人也会可能欣喜若狂地在那里呼喊，神啊，我爱你。
You know what? Probably some of us could use a little more love like that, but when the tough times come, that's not what's going to pull us through.
所以可能有些你们有的人会声音更加的欣喜若狂。 但是当历尽来临的时候，当艰难困苦发生在你的生活中的时候，你会不会还是这样欣喜若狂呢？
What word would you guess is used here for to love God?
那你们猜一下，我们这里就是用一个什么样的词来体现爱神？
What word would you guess? Let's hear.
你们猜一下。
Okay. And when we talk about the Greek words, which Greek word would it be?
那希腊文那个词是什么？
It's the word agape, agape love that we've talked about.
对 ，agape 翻译成中文就是基督的爱，神的爱，基督的博爱。
It's a decision of the will to love God no matter what comes. It doesn't matter if we get rich or if we get poor, if we have health or if we don't have health. On and on it goes. We have made the decision to love God.
所以实际上它就是一个决定，或者一个决意，要跟从，要爱神。 不管我们生活中发生了什么，不管我们是富足、是贫穷、是健康还是生病。
What I've heard so many Christians want to talk about is how much God loves them. It's an unconditional love. It's the agape love that He has for us.
那我们谈到神的爱，我们常常就是说，神是无条件的来爱我们。
But you don't very often hear people say the same word is used for how I'm supposed to love God in return.
所以实际上，当我们谈到我们如何来爱神的时候，是同样的，也是同样的，这个应该是无条件的爱神。And
so it's not a real commitment. It's not a real decision of the will. It's more of if God does what I want Him to do, then it's good. But if He doesn't, it's not.
如果就是说神他要做的事情，那一定是美善的。 如果神要不做的事情，一定就不是美善的。
This kind of love is what will pull us through in the tough times. Our love for God.
那在我们历尽中，在艰难困苦中，我们对神的爱应该是这样的，就像耶稣基督的爱。
We may ask the question, well, how do we know if we love God?
所以我们可能会问自己，我们到底知不知道我们是不是爱神呢？
Well, first we know because we've made the decision of our will. I am going to love God from this day forward, no matter what comes.
所以，就是还是一个问题，我们有没有决意要爱神，以基督的爱那样去爱神呢？我们是不是要跟随他？
Have you ever done that?
你们有没有这样对自己问过自己这个问题？
Have you ever said to God, God, I want to love you with the same kind of love you have for me?
我们有没有对神说，神啊，我要爱你，就像你那样无条件的爱我一样。
Of course, we can't do it on our own. We have to have the help of the Holy Spirit.
当然，我们不能完全靠自己去这样做，我们需要圣灵的帮助。
But if we do that, when the tough times come, we know we still love God, even if it's difficult.
所以当在历经或者说艰难困苦中，我们这样仍然一如既往的来爱神。我们相信，我们真的是爱我们的神。Jesus
said, "If you love me, keep my commandments."
那耶稣说，如果你们爱我，就要遵守我的命令。So
we need to also ask, are we following God and obeying Him and showing our love in this way?
所以我们就要也是要问另外一个问题：我们是不是在跟从神，顺服他？
You see, in order to claim this promise, not only must we be called by God, but we must also love God.
所以我们要领受这样一个承诺的话呢，我们不光是说被神所呼召，我们还要这个遵从他，爱他。So
so far we see that we know that for those who love God and who've been called according to His purpose.
所以这里我们从圣经上理解到，我们晓得，叫爱神的人。 被他旨意所呼召的人。
Now we go on to the harder part.
那下面我们要解释就更难的一部分。
The middle of verse 28, which says, "In all things God works for their good."
那在第28节中间，提到了万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
So it says in all things.
那这里说的万事。
Remember what all means? Say it with me. All means all. That's all that all means. Now say it with Alice in Mandarin.
一切的一切，一切尽在不言中. Close.
It doesn't probably quite go exactly
yeah,
the same.
Yeah, not exactly.
Well, you know, I want to use an illustration.
那我下面要给大家一个例子。
I read this years ago when I would do object lessons for children.
我是以前在给孩子教数学 algebra. 就是听到这个故事.
Because you see, we need to note very carefully here that. Whoops, I skipped over a slide here, somewhere. Let me see. No, right here. We need to ask the question before we get to that illustration. Is Does that mean all the time when we are happy, when we're healed, when we're successful, when we're fulfilled, or when we're loved?
所以这个万事是不是指，就是说在我们觉得快乐的时候，被医治、成功、有成就，或者被爱的时候呢？
Does it also mean when we're depressed and when we're not healed and when we're a failure, when we're frustrated and we're abused?
那万事是不是说也是指当我们感到忧郁，或者是没有被治愈？ 感到失败，感到愤怒，而且被羞辱、被欺辱的时候呢？
What does all mean?
那这个万事到底指的是什么呢？
But how can that be?
那怎么可能会是这样呢？
We need to note that it doesn't say all things are good. It does not say that.
那这里要特别提出来的时候，是在圣经中他没有说是万事都是美善的。
And the King James translation says it this way, all things work together for good.
那在King James那个版本里面，这一段经文也是说的是万事互相效力，为成就美善。And
so this is where I want to do the object lesson for you.
那我下面要给你们一个，讲一个课。
Do any of you like anybody here like chocolate cake?
有没有人喜欢巧克力蛋糕？
All right, that's a wonderful looking cake, and of course we would like a piece, right?
这是很漂亮的一个蛋糕，可能你们大家都想吃一块。
We have an English idiom called making things from scratch. It means you don't go to the store and buy it in a box. You put the ingredients together.
那在英文中我们有一句话是说。 全部用自己用原料来做这个蛋糕。So
we're going to talk about and look at a recipe about making the best chocolate cake.
那我们今天要讲一讲用什么样的原料来做最好的蛋糕。So
the first thing we see is that we need 2 cups of flour.
那第一个就是说我们需要2杯的面粉。So
I would like a volunteer to come up here and eat 2 cups of flour. Anybody want to volunteer?
我需要志愿者来帮我挖出两。两个 cup 的那个面粉。
Actually, I wouldn't let you do it because I think it's dangerous to your health. You might inhale it into your lungs.
算了，要不然我自己来做，可能对你们来讲健康会受到威胁，可能你会把面粉吸到你的肺里面去。
But go home and try it. Try to eat one teaspoon of flour and see what it's like.
那你们回家也可以试一下，舀出一个 teaspoon 的那个面粉。
And then we see that the next ingredient we have are 2 cups of sugar.
然后就是两杯糖。
Now I think I could probably get a taker to eat 2 cups of sugar.
那可能有人也可以就吃两杯糖。
At least the younger Chinese, the older Chinese would say, my, look at all that fat.
年轻人可以，可能年老的人会觉得，哇，这个有很多的脂肪。
Sometimes things that come into our life are like flour. It's be really disgusting and awful to try to eat it by itself, but it is.
但是可能如果我们就这样去吃，生吃这个面粉，就觉得很恶心。但是那就是面粉。Sometimes
things are sweeter, like sugar, and we do have good times, aren't you glad?
那我们在生活中，可能有的时候，我们的生活就像那个糖一样的很甜蜜，你很高兴。And
then the next thing we have is a half a cup of shortening.
然后半杯的这个酥油，就是固体脂酥油。Can you
imagine? Anybody want to take a bite off of this?
谁想吃这个酥油？
You know, almost makes me gag just to think about it.
那我觉得就是感到很恶心。But
yet, sometimes things in life are that way.
但是在我们生活中，也会遇到这样的情况。
And then eggs. Now some people like to eat eggs raw.
那我们再要还需要两个鸡蛋，可能有人喜欢吃生鸡蛋。But
you look at these eggs, and I think about them sliding down my throat, and it doesn't really sound like a pleasant experience at all.
所以如果我就这样吃下去，吞下去，可能这个。
See that stringing down your throat?
可以想象这样滑下你的那个喉咙，就是那样一个状况。
And then, of course, we cannot, in a chocolate cake, we cannot forget the cocoa or the chocolate.
那还需要这个三分之二杯的cocoa。Now,
if I would have brought along, I have a spoon here somewhere, but I don't see it. But anyway, if I would have brought along the chocolate squares, some of you would have said, oh yeah, I'll eat that.
如果我拿一个巧克力块，有人会说，哦，我想吃那个巧克力。But
you want to eat the chocolate powder?
那你想吃这个可可粉吗？可能你就不愿意了。So
some things are good.
那有些东西是好的。Some
things are disgusting.
有的觉得很恶心。Some
things seem impossible.
有些觉得完全不可能的事情。And
we could look at the rest of the recipe, but it's not necessary.
那我们再看其他的一些这个原料，有水，还有苏打，盐。
But you mix everything together.
把你把所有的东西放在一起。
And put it in the oven.
然后放在炉子里面。
350 degrees for 30 to 35 minutes.
达到350度，烤30到35分钟。
And then we have chocolate cake.
然后我们就烤出这样的巧克力蛋糕。
Now, what I'd really like to do is just pass this around and everybody have a piece.
那我想把它传给大家，你们每个人都可以尝一块。But
can you imagine the mess that would be made?
你没有想象会这里搞得乱七八糟。So
it smells good to me. Does it smell good to you?
Yes. 它味道是不是很好？
Well, guess what you have to do if you want a piece? Stay for lunch.
我们可能你们先等一等，我们把它等会儿留着中午午餐的时候来一起吃。Nancy
did this, I didn't do this, so it's edible.
所以 Nancy 给我们做的这个蛋糕是可以吃的。And
that's really what we like to say as Christians. Yes, there are tough times and there are good times, but in the end, it'll turn out wonderful like this.
那就让我们基督徒体会我们的人生。 我们有的时候是顺境，有的时候是逆境，但是到了最终，一切都会变为是美善的。And
we have illustrations in the Bible where bad things happened and good things resulted. For instance, like Joseph.
那在圣经中也有这样的这个例子， 先本身可能就是有糟糕的事情发生，但是呢，结果却是好的，比如说约瑟。
And it's great to be able to say, well, the person died or the person suffered, but you know what? Some people became Christians because of it.
那可能我们在我们的生命生活中，或者有人死亡，有些不好的事情发生，但是到了结果，就是说因着这件事情，让人来到了神的面前，
So the
成为基
suffering
督徒。
and the dying, but look at the good that happens.
那虽然我们是有痛苦或者有死亡，但是我们看一看它带来的结果的美善。
And sometimes people are better able to minister to those who are going through tough times because they have gone through tough times.
那有的时候呢，我们有些基督徒可以很好的做这样的事工，就是说去帮助在困境中的人，因为他们自己经历过这些困境。
But what about the times when we don't see anything good?
但是，那我们再想想，有的时候我们没有看到任何的美善。
What about the times when people become wounded and never seem to be able to serve again?
那么，或者有的人，因为一些事情的发生，再也不想来侍奉了。
What about the times when people, are actually divided and unity collapses?
那有的时候呢，我们这个之间的关系，越来越远，而且这个合一也分崩离析。
I used to say that someday we will see the good that God works out. Have you ever said that? Someday we'll see the good that God works out.
所以我们说，某一天，这个我们会看到神的美善。
Maybe we'll never understand it before we get to heaven, but when we get to heaven, then we'll understand it.
可能我们也许在地上的时候，我们不能理解这句话，但是我们到了天上，就会理解神的美善。
My opinion is, if we have to wait until we get to heaven, then we miss out the teaching of what these verses are all about.
那我自己的感受是，如果我们要等到天堂的时候才去知道才发现的话呢，那我们在地上的时候，我们就失去了能够理解神对我们清楚所说的这个话。
I don't mean we'll understand everything, but these verses tell us that we can at least understand what God is working at right now.
所以我们可能我不能说我们能够理解每一句话，但是呢，至少如果我们理解了这一段经文的话呢，我们知道神在此刻就在做工。
So it says then that in all things, God, notice God, works for their good.
那这里经文继续说是神要叫他们得益处。
I think the greatest misunderstanding from this passage comes from defining the word good.
那我相信，其实最大的一些误解或者不能理解的地方，就是这个到底这个美善是什么意思？
What does good mean?
美善是什么呢？
Let me tell you a story I heard from my brother quite a few years ago.
那我想跟你们讲一下，我弟兄几年前发生的一个故事。
He said there was a small town that was in an area where there are many wild horses outside of the town.
那就是在一个小镇，那镇的周围有很多的野马。
And one day, one of the young men was outside of the town, and he is able to capture a wild horse.
那有一天呢，有一个年轻人可能就到那个森林里面去，那他就抓到了一匹野马。
All the townspeople said, "My, what good luck!"
那全镇上的人就说："天哪，他的运气真
And then this young man was trying to train this horse, and he was riding this horse.
好。"那这个年轻人呢，就想去训练这个野马。
And he fell off, and he broke his arm.
那他就摔倒了，他的手摔断了。
And all the townspeople said, "My, what bad luck!"
那全镇的人呢，就说："天哪，他的运气太糟糕了。"
Well, it was just 2 weeks later, and the country went to war.
那再过了一两个星期以后呢，这个国家就发生了战争。
And the government came through the town, and they took all the young men, except this young man, because his arm was broken.
那个政府就来要所有的年轻人去上战场，但是呢，没有让这个年轻人上战场，因为他的手臂摔断了。
And all the townspeople said, "My." What good luck.
那全镇的人又说："天哪，他的运气真好。
Do you suppose we really don't know when some things happen, whether it's good or bad?
那所以有的时候，当事情发生的时候，我们到底搞不搞得清楚它是好呢，还是坏呢？
Well, suppose I said to you, I want you to come over to my house this afternoon for dinner.
那我是说，想让你们今天，假设你们到我们家，今天下午到我们家来吃晚餐，
Suppose I said to you, this is what we're going to have.
那我会就告诉你们，我们今天晚上就吃这个，
I mean, it's really spicy.
非常的辣。
Just like the Chinese, the fish still have their heads on.
对，这个鱼的鱼头叫剁椒鱼头。
And you can have spicy food, and you can even eat fish eyes if you want to, and brains.
所以你可以这个吃这个辣的，然后呢，也可以吃那个鱼的眼睛，如果你想吃的话。
How do you say that sounds great? I want to come right over. How, anybody
那
say
谁
that?
说我想吃？
How many of you say that's awful? I don't want to
谁
come
觉得
near it.
太糟糕了？我根本就不会去吃它。
You see what? We can't even agree on what's good.
所以你们看一看，我们根本就没有办法决定到底什么是好的，什么是不好。
And when I sent Alice my notes, she said, "Oh, here's a Chinese saying we should use."
然后 Pastor Ryan 就把他的这个讲的东讲讲到的东西发给我，所以要我帮他找一个例子。
And you're probably familiar with it. Kids dare not eat spicy food.
那就说孩子可能不太敢吃辣的。
Some sick people cannot eat spicy food.
那些病人是不能吃辣的。
But
但是。
Jiang Ji Ren, not fear hot.
江西人不怕辣，You can say Chinese。
And Hunan Ren, hot fear not.
湖南人辣不怕。
And of course, Sichuan Ren, fear not hot.
四川人怕不辣。
That doesn't make a lot of sense to us English speakers, but it does to you, I'm sure.
可能对我们这个美国人来讲不能太理解，但中国人就很能理解。这个中文的变化，
But the point is, we can't even agree on what's good and what's not good.
所以我们这里所说的呢，实际上就是我们根本就没有办法来统一意见，到底决定什么是好的，什么是不好的。
So, do you suppose that God's perspective on good might be a little different than our perspective?
所以我们就想想，那神对什么是美善，他的看法、观点是不是和我们的不一样呢？
Well, look back in your Bibles at verse 29 as we look at what is this good?
那我们再看看这个，回到圣经中28、29，那么到底什么是美善呢？
For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son. That he might be the firstborn among many brothers.
所以这里是说，这个神预先所知道那些真正的基督徒，爱神的人，要效法耶稣基督，效法他儿子的模样。
And so the good here is to be conformed to the likeness of his son, Jesus Christ.
那这里神所说的美善，是指要效法他儿子的模样。
Does that wait until we get to heaven?
那我们非要等到天堂才去做吗？
No, it begins immediately when we put our faith and trust in Christ and become a follower of Him.
那实际上，在我们回应神的呼召，愿意跟从他，这个时候呢，这个我们就开始了，要效法，主耶稣基督。
So now do you see why this truth doesn't apply to those who don't have their faith in Christ and those who don't love God? Because they aren't even a part of God's family.
所以你们现在就应该明白，为什么那些还没有回应神的呼召、不爱神的人，这样的这个美善是不起作用呢？因为他们还不是这个神国里面的一员。
Good may happen to them by our definition, but they can't become a son of God because they have not put their faith in him yet.
所以可能按照人的想法定义的美善呢，那样的好事情呢，可能会发生在他们的身上。但是按照神的定义的美善不会在他们的身上，因为他们还没有决意要跟从主耶稣基督。
No matter what our theological persuasion is, God has determined ahead of time that those who are true Christians and those who love God will be conformed to the likeness of Jesus Christ.
所以不管这个神学如何来解释，但是我们这里理解就是神预先所知道的那些真正的基督徒，爱神的人。 他要效法耶稣基督的模样。
So here's what I want you to do. I want you to look in your Bibles, and I want you to take a pen or a pencil, and I want you to circle good.
所以我现在想要你们打开你们的圣经，翻到第八章28、29节，把那个美善那个词把它勾一圈一下。
And I want you to circle conform to the likeness of His Son.
然后再把那节经文效法他儿子的模样也把它圈起来。
I want you to make an arrow so that you can remember.
然后在上面打一个箭头，这样你会以后会记得。
Now that doesn't mean that we're always all going to run around looking like Jesus twins when it says we're conformed to the likeness of Jesus.
所以这句话并不是说我们以后呢，像外表长得像耶稣基督，就像双胞胎一样的。
I don't want you all coming next week wearing robes and a beard and all that stuff.
我不像下个星期看到你们穿着长袍或者留着胡子，像耶稣一样。
It has to do with the character of Jesus.
那他。这里说的是说要像基督的品德。
If you turn in your red hymnals, we're not going to sing this right now. We will later, but to number 340.
那我们要看看这个红色诗歌本里面的340首。
And the first stanza is really a prayer, saying we want to be like Jesus. In fact, we will give up all of our treasures on earth to be more like Jesus.
那这个诗歌是主啊，我愿像你。那么是我们甚至愿意放弃我们所有的财产来跟从主耶稣基督。
As I thought about those words, I wondered, am I really willing to give up everything on this earth just to be more like Jesus Christ?
那这里让我就会想到，我要问自己，我是不是真的愿意放弃我所有的一切、所有的财产来跟从主，来越来越像他。
And then the second stanza goes on and tells us some of the character of Jesus.
那第二节呢，讲到这个。主耶稣基督他的品格
，full of compassion, loving, forgiving, tender, kind, helping the helpless, cheering the fainting, seeking the wandering sinner to find.
所以耶稣的主耶稣基督的品格满有怜悯、爱怜、宽恕、温柔、仁慈，提携软弱者，安慰忧苦者，寻找迷失的罪人。
And then the third stanza.Lowly in spirit, holy, harmless, patient, brave, meekly enduring cruel reproaches, willing to suffer, others to save.
那还提到了心灵很谦逊、圣洁、柔顺、忍耐、勇敢、坚定而热心、刚正而可亲、甘愿自受苦、搭救他人。
You know what? Becoming like Jesus.It was really hard.
你知道吗？如果我们要真正的效法，越来越像主耶稣基督，实际上是一件很难的事情。
You know why? In order to be forgiving, you have to be heard.
你知道吗？如果我们要学会宽恕的功课，首先你要被伤害。
In order to be loving, it's not just to love those who love us, but to love those who do not love us.
所以我们要去爱人。不只是说爱那些爱我们的人，而是爱那些不爱我们的人。
To try to live a holy life with all the temptations and all the garbage in the world today, we definitely need God's help.
所以我们要过一个圣洁的生活，那有在我们的生活中有很多的这个有干扰的事情，我们确实是常常软弱无力，需要神的帮助。
And there's a song that's really not too popular that I know of, but we have it on a CD at home.
那另外我们有一首诗歌，我们不太常唱，但是在我们家有一个 CD 上面。
It says, if that's what it takes to be like Jesus, then take me and break me again.
那这首诗歌说的是，如果这样做就能像耶稣，请再次的引领我。破碎我。
Some of you are like me. You've been broken in ways before, and it's not a happy thought to think about being taken and broken again.
那么你们中间可能有很多人也像我曾经经历过一样，我们曾经被破碎过。
How much do we really want to be like Jesus?
我们到底有多少程度上希望像主耶稣基督呢？
a question I have to ask myself. And sometimes it's my prayer, but it's not easy.
那有的时候我在常常这样想，那这是一个祷告，确实是不是一件容易的事情。
Our good is usually something like this cake. It's wonderful, everything works out fine.
那有多少事情像这个蛋糕这样，就非常的美好，没有任何其他的糟糕的事情。
And God's good is to be like Jesus, which sometimes isn't always so wonderful and sweet, at least the process.
那神要我们像主耶稣基督一样，这个过程常常不是。 那么简单容易。
This is just what I believe. You may not agree with me, but this is what I believe. I believe God's primary concern is that our, I don't believe God's primary concern is that our lives be free from pain, that we be healed of all sickness, that we never suffer through trials, that everyone treat us fairly or justly, but that we become more like Jesus.
那这是我自己的体会。 也许你们不见得同意，但是我想跟你们分享。那我相信神的，他主要关切的事情，并不是说我们的生命就免于痛苦，或者呢我们的疾病会完全得到治愈，或者我们从来也不会经历试验，而且我们周遭的人都非常公正地对待我们。而神他主要关切的是，是不是我们越来越像耶稣基督。
What are your goals in life?
那你自己的人生的目标是什么呢?
Just put down a few possibilities. There are many more. Do you have a goal of having a comfortable home?
那我们这里来列举几个。 你是不是希望得到一个舒适的家呢?
Do you have a goal of having a larger bank account with more zeros in it?
你是不是想你的银行里面的存款后面的零会更多一些呢?
Somebody made that comment one time, and I got thinking about that. I didn't understand at first.
那有一个人曾经这样说话，当时我还不太理解。
How do you make 1,000, 10,000? You add a zero. How do you make 10,000, 100,000? You add a zero.
你怎么样让1,000变成10,000呢? 你再加一个零。你怎么让10,000变成这个100,000呢? 你再加一个零。
Because money in the bank account really isn't laying up treasures in heaven, so it's just adding more zeros, isn't it?
那我们的银行里的存款，这个就是在天堂 in heaven.
Treasures in heaven.
我们的财宝是在天上。What
about a goal of an easy retirement to do what we want to do?
那另外一个目标，也许我们想早一点这个退休，想做我们自己想做的事情。Or
good health.
或者有个好的健康。
You know, how do our goals compare to God's goal?
那我们来比较一下我们的人生目标和神他的旨意意向。
That we become more like His Son, Jesus Christ.
那神的旨意，他的目标是希望我们越来越像他的儿子耶稣基督。
I believe from this passage that this is the greatest good that can happen in our lives, just to become more like Jesus Christ.
那我相信，这个在我们的生命中，我们要得到的美善，就是要越来越像主耶稣基督。I
believe that if we are true Christians and truly love God, that through His grace and the help of the Holy Spirit, listen closely, there is nothing that can happen to us that can't help us in this process of becoming more like Jesus Christ.
所以我这里想要。 说的是，如果我们是真正的基督徒，那就是没有任何的事情能够阻挡我们效法耶稣基督。And
so when we're going through tough times, we should ask this question, in what way could this tough time help me to become more like Jesus?
所以在我们经历逆境中，我们在经历艰难困苦的时候，我们应该问自己，这样的逆境或艰难困苦，它怎么样能够帮助我？ 越来越像耶稣。So
I have at the bottom of your note sheet there something that you can work on at home.
那在这个简报的最后结束，我想让你们做一个作业，回家以后。
In the left column, I want you to put the good and bad things in your life.
那在最后面，我希望你们在那个表格上面填上我生命中什么是美善的，什么是糟糕的事情。
It can be in the past, it can be present.
可以是过去发生的事情，也可以是现在的事情。
And then in the right column, I want you to put how they can make me more like Jesus.
那在右边的那一栏，你可以填上这些事情怎么样能够使我变得越来越像耶稣。
I have an example here, the Apostle Paul, but because of time, I'll just put it up quickly of what he could do.
那我有个例子，就是保罗，这里有个表格，那他的一些例子。
And as you can see, he had good and bad in his life, and they made him more like Christ.
那我们可以看到，保罗的一生中也有这个美善好的事情，也有糟糕的事情，但是结果是一样，他让他越来越像耶稣。
Now, I need to make sure you understand that this process is not complete until we get to heaven. We will not be perfect this side of heaven.
所以我想让你们提醒你们的是，这个是一个成圣的一个过程，所以我们要一直继续这样做，直到我们到天堂。But
it's a growing process that can happen more and more every day.
那这就是一个过程，一个成圣的过程，每天我们都可以这样做，这样发生这样的事情。
You know, I thought about this and I thought, you know, God must really get frustrated with us.
那我可能有时候想，神是不是常常对我们很愤怒、很生气？
He has this loving goal here that we'll become more like Jesus Christ.
那他那里有这样的一个美好的旨意，希望我们能够越来越像耶稣基督。
And what do we do?
那我们做了些什么呢？
We get mad at him because he doesn't do it our way.
我们对他很生气。 因为他没有让我们想象的那样去做事情。We
become bitter.
我们心里有苦毒。And
we go the opposite direction. We become less like Jesus.
那我们走相反的方向了，我们越来越不像耶稣了。Kind
of like a child who is fighting and kicking and screaming all the way, acting like we know more about this than what God knows.
那就我们有时候就像一个孩子一样的，有时候要争吵、猛打猛踢，或者是一路的要尖叫。
So are we angry at God today?
所以我们今天是不是还在对神生气呢？
Are we unhappy with what's happened in our life and what's happening in our life?
那我们是不是对我们今天我们目前的生活不满意呢？不高兴呢？
Is it time to say, God, I need a new way of looking at things. I need your way of looking at things.
是不是今天我们应该对神说，神啊，我们应该以你的眼光。
Is your heart's prayer? Yes, God, I want to be more like Jesus.
我们的心里是不是在祷告，说主啊，我们愿意像你，愿意更像你。
If you have that bitterness and that anger and resentment towards God, will you give it up to Him today and ask Him to make you more like Jesus?
所以，如果你心里还有苦毒、挣扎、愤怒，所以我们今天。 要向神说，主啊，我们不应该这样，而是越来越要像你。
As we're responding to him, we're going to sing a song in closing, number 340.
那我们现在以一个唱诗第340首，主，我愿像你。